This is Tom Allen with Marketline Report for March 29th. Beef and grain prices in the green all across the board as futures came to a close yesterday. Let's check in with Scott Shelley from the floor of the CME as he explains the trends in the livestock market.
The good fight we put up today has got something to do with the fact that we've got such a big discount on the futures market to the cash market. That would have helped. And then obviously maybe some dollar action, but the dollar really wasn't a player today. So just generally probably saw a little consolidation from some bottom pickers, some folks wanting to take advantage of the steep sell-off. And although we were on both sides of the market today, it looks as though we kind of finished in the negative just a tad. After today's bounce, I would have thought maybe we could hold on to some of those gains, but it just didn't seem to be the case.
Chicago market September wheat prices closed the day up 3 3/4 at 452.5. Chicago September corn prices were up 2 to finish the day at 373.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were ranging from 452.5 to 472. Hard red winter wheat with 1,100% protein future prices for August new crop ranging from 512 to 527. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August new crop ranging from 664 to 669. August live cattle finished the day up 35 cents at 107.30. May feeder cattle were up 27.5 cents at 131.75. May class 3 milk was up 31 cents at 15.60.
You've just heard today's Marketline Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.